This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Trick or treat?
Smell my feet.
I'll give you something good to eat.
Get off my lawn, you goddamn kids. It's nearly Halloween, and that means trick-or-treating, or whatever that looks like in 2020 America. So the great pop culture debate is tackling perhaps its most intense topic yet, the best Halloween candy. A human-sized chunk of nougat who longs to be covered in nuts. I'm your host, Eric Resniak. Please welcome my panel. Some say she's sweet, but she can also be surprisingly sour. Welcome back, Amy Pilot.
Hello, thank you. I'd like to talk about candy.
Mm-hmm, so do I. Give me a break. Break me up a piece of that Joel Bodecker.
Yum.
And he's always looking for an easy score. It's Kevin Dillon.
How'd you know that?
Kevin, please. All of Boston knows that, especially if they've used the public restrooms.
No, the Boston Sports Club, all right?
There you go. Our mini-sodes work a little differently than our full-scale debates. There's no general poll and no rankings. Our panelists just picked their top 10 favorite candies. We consolidated those lists into one bracket and then made our individual choices. Now we argue and insult each other, all for your amusement. Want to follow along at home? You can find the downloadable listener bracket for this episode, as well as our previous editions, by going to the Brackets and More section at greatpopculturedebate.com. Open the bracket, select Make a Copy. People always miss that part. Fill it out and see how your picks match up to our panelists. With that said, we're going to go right into the unanimous winners for round one. Twix proved to be double trouble for wafer-thin competitor Kit Kat, and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups licked Blow Pops and spit out its gummy center. So now, on to the debates. Three quarters of the panel looked to the stars by picking Milky Way, but Amy was bouncing here and there and everywhere by repping the gummy bears. Amy, why'd you go that route?
I'm going to say that this one was hard for me because I really do like a Milky Way, but I feel that gummy candy has a place in this bracket, and I needed to advance it because really, like, you like a little chewy something every now and then. It can't just be all chocolate all the way.
Yeah, and I will say, Amy, if you go to the brackets, we'll actually put up our panelists' picks for this too. Amy was the only one, I think, in the entire panel that put anything that was non-chocolate on there, I think. Like, Amy, well, no, I guess Cookie Puffs also kind of. But, like, she was putting on gummy stuff, which, having worked in fundraising and being the basically candy pusher man in now three different offices, I note that adults love gummy candies. They like chocolate, but they love gummy candy. So I'm glad that you put gummy bears out there. They do need to be considered. Do you have a preferred kind of gummy bear?
Haribo.
Yeah, that's really the only answer.
Yeah. Black Forest Organic? No, thank you.
I like the clear one. Is it like coconut? It's not coconut. What is it? Do you know what I'm talking about? There's the yellow one, the red one, the orange one, and then there's one that's like kind of clear looking.
Hmm.
I just thought it tasted like despair.
I mean, then you know my brand, so right on track with that one.
I believe it might actually be grape.
Is it?
Really?
Oh, that's shocking.
Interesting.
Okay.
Oh, or maybe it's pineapple?
That's what I think it is. It's pineapple, and that's why I like it. And also on brand for me liking something pineapple.
Well, Joelle, why are you under the Milky Way tonight?
Oh, because it's just one of the very best. I learned to like caramel because of a Milky Way. So I think there's probably a nostalgia factor. Up until that point, I thought it was this goopy, weird stuff. I was 12 when I had my first Milky Way bar, if that gives you context. And my mother was the one that was like, really? You don't want to try it? It's just sugar. And I finally did. So thanks to my mother, you know, we now eat caramel all the time in this house. It's a special candy. I remember at camp, like you could get those frozen like Milky Way ice cream bars. I remember just the way that they mix the nougat, the caramel, the chocolate outside. It's just that perfect mix. Hard to fight it. I'm also going to be a chocolate person through the entire bracket. So just heads up on that.
What do we think of Milky Way Midnights? That's not going to count. I'm just bringing it up.
So good.
I like them.
Yeah, I actually think they're better than regular Milky Ways because they're not quite as sweet. That said, I do love a Milky Way any way you cut it. So, Kevin, are you sticking with Milky Ways or are you going with gummy bears?
You know what? Anything that is goopy, weird stuff that has nothing to do with Gwyneth Paltrow, I am on board with it. So, absolutely. Milky Way is actually one of my favorite candy bars. So, definitely Milky Way.
That is fair. And I will say, like, Amy, you made a compelling argument, and I do agree that gummies do need to be represented here. And spoiler, they will have some representation down the line. The one thing that I have going against it, when I was a kid and I was very fat, I would get the big, like, kind of containers of gummy worms. We all know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I ate so many of them that I vomited. And you know how when you were a kid and that happens, that sticks with you for like the rest of your life? I have that with gummy worms and I have that with French dressing. And so for that reason, Not at the same time.
I hope not.
But for that reason, I'm sticking with Milky Way. Although the Haribo gummy bears, I think are excellent, a high quality candy indeed. So we're going to move Milky Ways onto round two. Three of us raised our metaphorical swords for Three Musketeers, while Kevin was all tangled up in Twizzlers. Kevin, why'd you go that route?
You know, I like both, and it's kind of this similar reason to the like gummy bear, like something like that needs to move forward on the list. I love Twizzlers. I am actually one of the probably few people who likes the black Twizzlers. I think they're actually my favorite. With that said, there is nothing better than biting off both ends of a Twizzler and drinking soda at the movie theater. And maybe they're not the best Halloween candy or the thing that you think of when you think Halloween candy, but I love Twizzlers. And I know some people will say they have no taste, no flavor. You know, sometimes you don't need taste and flavor. It's just, they're just fun. And I am absolutely fine if we move Three Musketeers further. I just wanted to rep for Twizzlers because, I don't know, they remind me of the movies. They remind me, which I miss sorely, and I will not be going back to a movie theater for a long time, but I love Twizzlers. They're just so fun. And, you know, they're definitely different than Red Vines, but they made me think of that pull things apart. They're a good candy. They're really good candy, and they're so nostalgic and fantastic.
I mean, there's a lot to unpack there, Kevin. First of all, like when you say they have no taste, I have no taste. So that means maybe I'm making the wrong decision by going with Three Musketeers.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
But I've never heard of this biting off the ends trick and using it as a straw.
What?
Where is your childhood?
Misery. That's where my childhood is.
I was out, friend.
Oh, my goodness.
I was part of a conscripted child army. I didn't have, like, we lived on a farm. A Twizzler? Are you kidding? That is totally news to me, and now I have to try it. So I want to check with Joelle and Amy on the scale of Twizzlers, because in my opinion, there's three different distinct Twizzlers. There's the black one, there's the reds, which are strawberry flavored, and then there's the cherry pull'em peels.
Right.
Are there other Twizzlers that I'm not considering here?
I've seen like green ones. Like I've seen all crazy ones, I think.
There are a lot of different things that they did with them. I kind of tend more classic, but I think
yes.
There are ones that have like sugar on them too, right?
Really?
I would consider those to be like sour straws. And I don't know that
right,
those actually.
Right.
Off-brand Twizzlers, perhaps. Yeah.
I like the strawberry Twizzlers, and I do like the pull and peel ones. Black, no. But no.
Yeah, I agree. The pull and peels were my jam.
Those are fun. I
don't think of them as that classic Twizzler, which is why like that wasn't in my head when I was picking for this debate. But I mean, I'm going to get ahead of myself. I'm kind of interested in the Twizzler game coming back in and switching from Three Musketeers.
Ooh. Right. So I will say this. I think the pull and peel cherry ones are the best. I think they're really delicious. Kevin, I love the black licorice too. I'm that weirdo who will go around and be like, hey, you got any black jelly beans in your basket? Like, I'll take them because I love the black jelly beans. I mean, let's just call out the two gay men in the group loving something that's flavored with anise. That's not putting too fine a point on it. But
wasn't going to say it. Glad you did.
Right? Let's lean in on it. I'm actually supposed to be making like D'Artagnan and parrying and thrusting for my Three Musketeers. But Kevin may have swayed me. I may have actually already switched over to Twizzlers. I will say this. So Amy and I work with a lovely colleague named Roz, and Roz gave me the nutritional information. Hi, Roz, if you're listening to this, the nutritional information for Halloween candy fun sizes. And I've actually included that in my notes. So here's what you need to know about Three Musketeers. A fun size Three Musketeers is 63 calories and has 10 grams of sugar, which I would say makes it average. Twizzlers are actually not on here, which is very interesting because it has like everything else. I don't have much of an argument actually for Three Musketeers besides I like them in that they're simple, right? It's just whipped nougat covered in chocolate. It's a light candy. It doesn't taste too sweet to me. I can eat like four of them, which defeats the purpose of the fun size. Correct. Unless the fun is go ahead and eat yourself into a coma. But beyond that, I don't have any other argument except they're named after the Three Musketeers, which is a book by Alexandre Dumas. And I realized watching Lovecraft Country this week that he was actually a man of color. And so if you don't vote for Three Musketeers, I think you're racist.
What?
That's my argument.
Wow, easy there. What is this? Wow. What is this, the 2020 presidential debate? My God.
I kid. Amy, where are you coming down on this one?
This is hard because Three Musketeers is my like chocolate candy bar that I enjoy. I find Milky Way to be on the very sweet side, so I prefer Three Musketeers. But listen, I am all for gummy candies moving forward in this bracket because and maybe this is just like my sick rationalization for myself. If I'm going to go for a piece of candy, let's say midday after lunch, when I pass Eric's desk, I might be quicker to go for a gummy or a Twizzlers because I stupidly think it's not as bad for me as taking handfuls of chocolate. So I could go either way. I'm happy if you want to move Twizzlers ahead, but also, you know, one for all for one and one for all on the Three Musketeers.
I mean, Amy, it's flavored with fruit, which makes it a health food. That's the way that I look at it.
Yeah.
Just the way that the Little Debbie snack cakes that are shaped like trees at Christmas, that's a health food. It's plants.
Yeah.
It's basically a tree.
Eat your greens. I mean, come on.
It's a salad. Yeah, it's a salad. Where are you, Joelle, on this one?
Yeah, I think I was already swayed to Twizzlers. The only thing I'll say, and you guys made a good point, that Three Musketeers are like the less sugary Milky Way, but I've always thought of them as the caramel-less Milky Way. And with that in mind, they were always like inferior to the Milky Way. They're always like number two to that.
I think that that's a great point. And does anyone object? I think we're going to move Twizzlers on. Amazing. We had a swing.
I'm really proud of that argument.
It's big on chocolate, not on fat, but it's already out of the competition. Sorry, Three Musketeers. 75% of us also puckered up for Sour Patch Kids, while Joelle, yes, much like Lil' Kim, knows how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. Joelle, make like that owl and count the ways.
The world may never know why I put Tootsie Roll Pops on here, but as I'm just going to throw this out there, this is not a humble brag. I'm a super taster, and Sour Patch Kids make me want to die. And so with that basic concept in mind, anything sour on this list was not taken seriously by me. I love a Tootsie Pop. I always loved a Tootsie Pop. They were the sort of thing I only ever had on Halloween. So they specifically remind me of Halloween. The fact that you could, there was the one candy that actually lasted longer than a few minutes, but you could still kind of bite into it, make it go faster, just like that stupid owl we all learned from the commercial. I don't know, something about the cherry one specifically were always my favorite, and you get to the center and now there's chocolate and cherry together. It was kind of a fun surprise. I can't speak highly enough about Tootsie Pops. It's been a long time since I've had one, so I'm maybe waxing extra nostalgic because of that. But yeah, that, I'm not going to change that vote.
I will say this, you know, you made a great point, Joelle. I cannot think literally at another time in life where I would eat a Tootsie Pop except for Halloween.
Right. That's really true.
That's so true. It never even occurred to me.
It just doesn't come up. You don't go out and buy a bag of Tootsie Pops unless you're buying them to give away, right? And yeah.
I'm going to say that's because they're not good.
Ooh, I love it.
Amy, go ahead and continue your gummy crusade. I love it.
I mean, I will give you the nostalgia because I do have fond memories of that owl. But other than that, they are literally something you buy to give away. I mean, they're like barely a step above Dum Dums.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Amy, I love it. No, don't be sorry. I love this. This is the most rowdy Amy has ever gotten on the podcast. And I'm over here swirling my drink like Alexis Carrington, just living for it.
I have no love for Tootsie Pops because literally they're the thing that sit at the bottom of the basket in my house. Like, I would just throw them out. And Sour Patch Kids, I will say, I have them all the time. I mean, I think that there's some in my desk drawer right now. I love all flavors of them. I like the Sour Patch watermelon varieties. I like the super sour kids. I like the electric kids. I like the all green kids. I mean, I like all the sour kids. Maybe I really am a sour kid at heart. And maybe I truly am not sweet and very sour, but I don't know. No, there is no love for the Tootsie Pop. They are a throwaway candy. They're what the old lady gives you.
They are. And
I would never throw away a Tootsie Pop. I would enjoy it if it arrived.
I will mail them to you this year.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know where to get them. I appreciate it.
The Tootsie Pop Exchange Program, the Tootsie Pop Underground Railroad is being started on this podcast.
I will send you all sour candies I have in my house.
You did remind me that I was always like, oh, they got Tootsie Pops. Oh, couldn't afford Blow Pops. Oh, okay. That's always how I thought of them.
The Tootsie Pop is more substantial than the Blow Pop.
Yeah.
There's more to it. It does take longer, and that's a good point.
It's so
gum.
Good.
Yeah, no, the gum is better than the Tootsie Pop.
Two chews on that gum, and it's flavorless.
That is
true.
So here's where I would say, like, for me, the it's a longer eating experience, which is 100% correct, Joel. But if I'm comparing it to Blow Pops, which is, like, the most obvious comparison, I much prefer the gum. A Tootsie Roll is the thing that they throw at parades because it's the cheapest possible candy, and no one wants it.
Same. Bar mitzvahs. Do you know what bar mitzvahs? You're actually supposed to throw candy at the kid, and it was just all – you just got nailed.
It was never
– rolls.
In my bar mitzvahs, it was always those awful, like – jelly candies that they would throw.
Oh, yeah, those too.
Because the Tootsie Pop or the Tootsie Rolls are hard.
I just lived in a really mean neighborhood. Lots of sour kids throwing hard things at you. I don't know.
I'm fascinated. I want to grow up there next.
Which I do at some point on this podcast want to touch on what the best houses in the neighborhoods that you grew up in gave for Halloween as candy. And I think we'll get to that towards the end. But for now, I'm going to put it to a vote. Kevin, are you sticking with Sour Patch Kids?
I am. Yes.
Okay. And Joel, you did a great, like, I love
the argument. You did a really good job.
A really good job. Yeah. I especially loved the argument about, like, literally when else but Halloween are you eating Tootsie Pops? But in terms of, I think historically Tootsie Pops is the correct answer, but at this moment in America, in 2020, I feel that Sour Patches are the Halloween candy of today. That's how I feel. So we're going to move Sour Patch Kids forward. In a battle of unlikely faves, 3/4 of us harvested candy corn while Joelle took her shot for the score bar. Joelle, why score?
Because candy corn can just die in a fire. It's the worst garbage that ever was created. It's just plastic painted yellow and orange and white. It doesn't make any sense why people like it. Is it like marzipan or just sugar? I hate everything about candy corn. They actually make me sick just thinking about people eating them for fun. Whereas a score bar, I don't know a lot about the score bar, but I love a Heath bar and I hear they're very similar. So I went with that.
And they're actually better than Heath bars, to be honest with you. I
noticed that you didn't even pick your score bar that you put in.
I actually noticed that too. And I was like, I'm probably going to switch because score bars are just the one. The reason I didn't pick them, I added them to the list because I was like, this is just not a common candy bar that's handed out on Halloween. It's not. It's my favorite, I guess, grocery store, like Rite Aid, Duane Reade candy bar to buy singly for me. Ain't no one. There's no bag of candy that has score bar in it that I know. But if you are handing out a score bar on Halloween, you are a rich, good person. Thank you so
absolutely
much.
Ooh. Oof, rich oof, white lady hanging out the score bars.
Exactly. And that, let me tell you, that score bar is a really, really delicious. It is incredible. Break it up, throw it on some ice cream after you're trick-or-treating. Oh, You'll be in heaven.
All right, but Kevin, give us a kernel of your truth regarding candy corn.
Well, so candy corn are like classic. I mean, hopefully no one's throwing like random candy corns in your pumpkin that you're carrying around as your trick. But with that said, it's just, it is the candy that kind of represents Halloween. It is very, it may not be the tastiest, you are correct, but it is so representative of the holiday. And honestly, even though it's not the tastiest, if you throw a bag of candy corn at me, half of it might be gone, even though I don't like it. It's like potato chips.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat the whole can of Pringles. I'm going to eat half a bag, and then I might get sick. But I'm still glad I ate that half a bag of candy corn because
my stomach hurt.
Oh. They're so delicious. They are, in the end, really so delicious. They're so good. And they just remind me of, like, my grandmother's house. They always had candy corn just chilling. It was always...
Was it left over from the previous Halloween?
Is it three-year-old candy corn?
It probably was. Oh. But with that said, it was still delicious and still fantastic.
How would we describe the actual flavor of a candy corn? I know Joelle weighed in with disgusting, but Amy, how would you describe it?
Orange plastic. I think that's the flavor. It's not orange, like it's not like a citrus. It's not yellow like a banana. I think that it's flavored like plastic. But I also don't know. I've never had a score bar. I don't know if I've ever seen a score bar, so I couldn't vote for that. But if it's anything like a Heath bar, I'm not gonna like it because I don't like nuts and chocolate. That's like a whole nother podcast. I have like a whole nuts and dessert. But candy corn, if you don't get candy corn on Halloween, it's not Halloween. So
it's true.
Yeah, it's true. And
hasn't
I
been
think
Halloween at my house for years then.
but Joelle, it might not, you know, listen, the best Halloween candy doesn't necessarily have to be the Halloween candy you eat. It's the best candy of Halloween, and candy corn has to be on that list, I think.
I actually do agree with that, which is why I went with it.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a figurehead.
I disagree. Like if you're not excited to eat it, it's not the best candy.
It's the Queen Elizabeth of candy. We know it exists. We kind of like it. We watch The Crown. And yet we suffice with it.
I don't even know that kind of like it is fair. I could tell you dozens of people that I know that equally hate this candy.
Oh, for sure.
I actually was reading an article and they literally call it Satan's earwax.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very divisive candy. And I would guess that more people like black licorice than like candy corn, I suspect. But I would say, I agree that it is a figurehead. It is a candy that is, just constantly associated with this holiday. I actually don't mind the taste of it. And they have chocolate versions. They have the little pumpkins, which are essentially candy corn. Someone wanted to say something about the little pumpkins.
They're yummy.
So they're the same thing as candy corn, right? It's just pumpkin shape, right?
They are.
But I still don't know what that flavor is. Like it's candy corn flavor. It's candy corn pumpkin flavor. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, I feel like it's powdered sugar with some type of agent that binds it together, and maybe a little vanilla. That's how I would describe the flavor. It's slightly sweet. It's not bad. The thing that I think is interesting about candy corn is it was pointed out to me a few years ago that candy corn is actually, it represents corn when you put them into a ring and then you stack them on top of each other and you make an ear of candy corn. And I was like, oh shit, my mind is blown. I had no idea. This whole time.
Yeah, it looks
corn.
Like
when did I have corn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember eating corn. So I think it's a visually essential Halloween candy. For that reason, I'm putting it over score bar, which I think is a really interesting choice. And I'm glad that Kevin put it on the list. But I think if we advance score bar over candy corn in a Halloween candy contest,
right,
people would be like, fuck you. Why do you hate America? And I can't really tell them a good example why we don't.
Or so, they would use the Gia gun. What privilege,
Thank
you.
So, Amy, you're sticking with candy corn?
Yes, for sure.
Kevin, sticking with candy corn?
I am. Again, Queen Elizabeth is still around, and so is candy corn.
The Queen Elizabeth of candy. Joelle, will you ever forgive us for moving it forward?
I mean, you're just going to have to deal with my attitude in the next round when it's candy corn versus Sour Patch Kids. I might have to abstain from a vote.
Oh.
I'm a third party candidate on that one.
She's voting for Skittles. Next, we were evenly split between Brittle Butterfinger and Crispy Nestle Crunch. I will speak on the Butterfinger while Amy chows down on Nestle. Amy, why don't you go first?
So this just goes back to, I have a very strict rule in my life. There's no nuts in my baked goods or my chocolate. So Butterfinger off my list. And I'm going, I will amend this a little bit later when it comes to Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, because there are actually no nuts in that. So I just want to make that clear now. But Nestle's Crunch, it's chocolate, it's crunchy, it's nice, it's not Butterfinger. So that's where I got my vote.
It's not Butterfinger. That's the slogan, ladies and gentlemen.
Listen, I will jump in on this because I am a hardcore Nestle's Crunch fan.
Oh, okay, good.
And I will say this. Nestle Crunch are one of those candy, like, they're the upscale Crackle. Crackle is not on this list, but Crackle bars are great, which makes Nestle Crunch bars even better. They're puffed rice in chocolate. Like, it, what more can you ask for? Nestle Crunch bars are delicious. They are essential Halloween candy to give out. I mean, a lot of people, I get why people like Butterfinger. I personally am not a fan of it. I think it's too rich. I just don't get the flavor palette of it at all. Whereas Nestle Crunch is like, it's simple, it's delicious, it's great. It is like, it is classic Halloween candy that I would say most people like, whereas you can't say that about Butterfinger. Butterfinger is a very divisive candy bar.
You think? See, I love, and Joelle, I'm guessing you love it too.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Butterfinger.
I feel like eating a Butterfinger is a unique experience. There's no other candy that eats like a Butterfinger. Like, it's got, it like kind of crumbles, and it gets, this is not maybe a selling point, but like when you're eating it, like it gets stuck between your molars a little bit. But like, that's
more
interesting
for later.
To me.
More for later.
Thanks, Captain Crunch.
The candy that keeps on giving.
Exactly. All day long. I think it's actually a really tasty candy that, even though it's peanut butter, it doesn't taste at all like a peanut butter cup. Like, they're completely different flavors to me. And I do think it's still pretty popular. Joelle, did you want to add anything on that?
Yeah, I would just, I had no idea there were actually ground peanuts in a Butterfinger, because they are just this strange texture that I never could put a finger on. Huh? But I love the flavor. I've always loved it. I love the experience of it crumbling. Like, you kind of need to plan ahead when you eat a Butterfinger, but that's okay. I find them so delicious. And I will say, I love a crunch. I do. They just don't meet the expectations the way a Butterfinger does.
I will say this. I love the crunch too. And when you were comparing it to a Crackle, and you're like, Crackles are great, so that means the crunch is everybody. Crackles are acceptable. Crackles are like the Mr. Good bar of, like,
there's not enough crunch in a Crackle, right?
Like, that's, I agree.
Right. Better. Which is why crunch is better. Like, I loved a Crackle.
Absolutely.
I loved a Crackle.
Crunch is great.
Yes.
Going to Roz Herbsman's calorie sheet.
Yes, I love it.
I love that she is part of this right now.
I love it too. And we love Roz. So again, hello, Roz. The Nestle Crunch is 60 calories per fun size bar, whereas the Butterfinger is 85.
Oh.
So if you're counting calories and you're being, you know, conscientious, the crunch is the better option for you. I'm just putting that out there. So
yes.
Are we still evenly split? I can be swayed to Nestle Crunch. Let me put it that way. I would rather do that than go to a tie. Yeah. Joelle?
I'm going to forever stand a Butterfinger, but I get it. So I won't be as upset about this one.
I'm going to try and sway you here, because I don't have a super like love for Nestle Crunch. But when we're talking about Halloween candy, and now I approached this bracket looking at things as like, I'm coming home, I'm opening up the pumpkin or the leftover of my candy bowl, and what am I eating? Butterfinger is like the candy bar you take into the movie theater when you have one candy bar. Nestle's Crunch is almost like a palate cleanser. Like, it, you could just like have a little bit, it's nice and light, and you could have a little crunch and move on to your Sour Patch Kids or whatever's coming next. But Butterfinger's a meal.
Butterfingers are heavy.
I'm not looking for a palate cleanser when I'm eating my Halloween candy. I'm just looking for something sweet and delicious. I don't get that one, but teach their own.
But I think what Amy's trying to say is like, it's neutral. So you can eat a Crunch, then you can eat a Milky Way, then you can eat a Twizzler. And like, you can't do that with a Butterfinger.
No, Butterfinger, you're committed to your Butterfinger. And like, now you're full.
Are you sticking with Butterfinger, Joelle?
100%.
I respect your dedication. I think I'm going to switch it to Nestle Crunch. So that means that Crunch is succeeding. I'm sorry, Joel, you're getting knocked out of this one. I do apologize. We love you. And I love your arguments. Finally, for round one, 3/4 of us thought that M&Ms were letter perfect. Well, I long to be satisfied by Snickers. Kevin, why did you go with M&Ms?
M&Ms are also that thing that you get in your pumpkin where you're like, oh, I have that little bag of M&Ms and I get to eat several different pieces of chocolate. Like, they are that, you know, you get the bag that you buy, and then you get the little bags in them, and you hand them out to kids. They're a fun candy. You can obviously get regular M&Ms, peanut M&Ms, and now, like, M&Ms, of course, have, like, expanded into, like, pretzel and hazelnut and things like that. And I don't think I don't think that for Halloween they have those varieties yet, but I mean, really what you get with M&Ms is you get the best of both worlds, thanks Miley Cyrus, where you could get the regular M&Ms and the peanut M&Ms, and you really satisfy either type of person. Whereas if you have a Snickers, you're stuck with nuts. And to quote the great Latrice Royale, get those nuts away from my face, because I really don't like Snickers. I think they're an overrated candy bar. I really do. And I think M&Ms are classic. And if you want regular plain chocolate, there you go. And if you want M&Ms with peanuts, there you go too. So I think that's the best way to go.
So this is interesting to me because I was the only one of the four panelists that had Snickers on my list. And I was like, Snickers is like one of the all-time classic Halloween candies. Like, of course, Snickers is going to be on there. But now I'm wondering if maybe like there's a sea change, much like the like Wheaties used to be a like iconic cereal that everybody had. Like, nobody eats Wheaties anymore. Maybe nobody's eating Snickers anymore. Is that true? Like, Amy, is this...
Aren't there those great Snickers commercials where they change, like, personalities? Isn't that Snickers?
Yep.
Betty White. I think yes. Roseanne was on one before she destroyed her career.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm going to make a general statement about a lot of these. I think that candy bars with nuts, not just because I don't personally like them, but I think that they've been pushed aside with the rise of, like, peanut allergies. That like you just don't as a parent, I am less likely to give out candies with nuts in them in fear that I'm going to get mom shamed by the nut people.
Sure. That's a great point. Joelle, where are you on this one?
That is very interesting. There's like that new thing where you get a separate bowl, the nut-free bowl, so that when people come up, they know like the blue candy bowl will be safe for me. I think that's really great. And that's probably why something that has literally nuts in it that is, you know, is portrayed with nuts in it is probably less popular. I'm M&M's all the way. I have more defenses of that for the next round because I assume it's going to...
Okay. I love it. I love you're holding your ammunition. I will just say, and I'm fine with Snickers dying here. I'm not going to sit here and hold a crusade. I still think if I'm getting a candy bar, I would go for a Snickers probably over most others, except for Mounds, which are not on this list, which bums me out. I love a Mounds. But also, I think the Snickers have different varieties. Like a peanut butter Snickers, I actually think is better than the regular Snickers.
Oh.
However, according to Roz's sheet, which I am going to
review, he's the Roziest.
Peanut butter Snickers are by far the worst candy bar in terms of calories, like by a large, large margin in terms of calories. So I saw that and was like, well, shit, I have to remember that going forward. And I do think that Kevin makes a good point. Like, there's so many different M&M varieties right now. But in terms of Halloween, the only ones that I know I've seen in like the single serving bags that you can like hand out, regular, peanut butter, and caramel. And I have to say, I do not like caramel M&Ms at all.
Those
I think
weird.
They're way too sweet. And
they're really gross.
They gross me out. I do long to try the fudge brownie ones though. And I can never find them. They're never in stock. So
the peanut butter ones are good, but they're no Reese's Pieces. They're no Reese's Pieces.
Yep.
I'll tell you, Eric, the fudge brownie ones are meh. Like, you're not missing much. Yeah.
Well, and the mint ones I absolutely adore, but you're never going to get those in like a Halloween pack. Mint and Halloween don't go together.
They're too niche.
Too niche. So that's going to wrap up round one for us. We're going to move M&Ms forward. We are going to take a quick break to check our blood sugar, and we will be right back to steal each other's sweets.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to this fun-sized edition of the Great Pop Culture Debate. We are down to our Elite Eight Halloween candies, and we're going to jump right into round two. First up, we have Milky Way versus Twizzlers. I'm just going to go around the horn. Joelle, where are you coming down on this matchup?
I'm going to stick with Milky Way. Twizzlers had a good fight, but I'll always think of a Milky Way as a Halloween candy more than a Twizzler.
That's a fair point. Amy, where are you?
Milky Way versus Twizzler. Oh. Milky Way.
And why is that?
It's my one. I'm going to advance one chocolate. It's going to be a Milky Way, I think, at this point. Twizzlers are fun, but they're no gummy bears or Sour Patch Kids.
And I have to say, we actually knocked out a bunch of chocolates in round one. Kevin, where are you?
I'm all the way Milky Way for the same reason. It's a Halloween candy. It's more of a Halloween candy than Twizzlers is. And, you know, that was a candy that I looked forward to getting when I was on Halloween. Like, it's great.
It's a good point. Did everybody on this podcast have siblings, first of all?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Yes.
So did we all do the trading with our ill-gotten loot with our siblings, right?
I did not. But
I did not either, but that's because my sister was 8 years younger than I am. But like we would share more than we would trade. We would be like, oh, you like this, I like that, da-da-da-da. We had different palettes, so or if we got a couple of different Milky Ways, we'd share them.
What is this sharing that you're talking about?
Like, I know. We watched a lot of Barney and Sesame Street, so we shared.
Yeah, no, it was like a fucking fight club in my house. It was four boys. So there was no sharing. There was stealing, there was bartering, and then there was torment. Like, that's all there was.
You
so
have I was just three gonna- brothers?
I have three brothers, yeah.
Sure, I don't think I've ever realized this fact. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It three says brothers. So much.
And it was vicious. Like, it was the Hunger Games, kids. It really was. But I was trying to think, like, what are the candy bars that would be, like, the ones that you would be trading? Like, you would get rid of 10 of one for one of another. And I would say that Milky Way was one of mine. The one, like, that was a prized possession. You would savor the Milky Ways. And you would get rid of, like, the other crapola candy. Like, Skittles, I could get rid of 25 Skittles for one Milky Way.
Yep.
One.
Wow.
Wow, that's a trade.
Probably also gave away some Tootsie Pops.
Well, if I was your sibling, I would have felt so lucky.
But I would have hoarded Blow Pops.
The one thing I'll say is that because I didn't go trick-or-treating until I was 12, it's a complicated divorced family shenanigans. I never went. So I never had the opportunity. My brothers are older. So I got the candy I got. My mom would help me eat the ones I didn't like. That was where we were with that. It was easy.
That's a good mom thing. Do you do that with your kids, Amy?
Do I let my kids eat the candy they want? No.
I mean, like, do you eat the candy they don't want?
No, probably not. I might give it away.
Give it away. That makes sense.
I take the candy I want and I give away the candy I don't want, and they get whatever's like left in the middle, I guess.
That is fair.
I don't know what to say in therapy. Get ready.
Hey, listen, it's it's taxes, right? Like, you gave them life, and then you gave them the opportunity to get the candy. It's a finder's fee. But, like, but that's how this works.
It's also good. If, I mean, they're probably fine with it because I like Sour Patch Kids, and they're 5 and 8, so they haven't grown into that yet. So they're like, okay, Mom, take this weird candy away from me.
You're training them early. It's smart.
Yeah. It is smart. Yeah, it is very smart. I have to say, like, even if it was like Bit O'Honey's and Mary Jane's, I still would never give it away. I would eat every single piece of that candy to the bitter end because I was fat and I was lonely. So I would never give it away.
My God.
All right. So we're keeping Milky Way. We're moving that along. Next up, it's Joelle's favorite matchup of the entire competition, Sour Patch Kids versus Candy Corn. Joelle, you're literally going to abstain on this one. You do not care.
Yeah, I'm voting for the libertarian here.
Okay. So on this one, I'm going to pass it to Amy first. Where are you coming down?
Sour Patch Kids, all the way.
I figured. That is your boon. Kevin.
I did have Candy Corn, but I'm going to go Sour Patch Kids.
Woo!
What made you change your mind?
You know, the tastelessness of the candy corn that we talked about in the last round, or the, like, I remember getting the little bags of Sour Patch Kids, and those were also a win on Halloween. Like, that's another candy that you looked forward to getting, again, because you probably went to a rich neighborhood, or you snuck into a rich neighborhood, and they had those, because those were expensive candy to get when you were going around, and I remember that, and I was like, I want this. And I love Sour Patch Kids. They're really good. So I go Sour Patch Kids.
I don't even think Sour Patch Kids existed when I was trick-or-treating. Because they didn't come out to like the 90s, right?
Tail end for me, I would say. Tail end. It was like, Jesus Christ, these are Halloween candy now? Thank God.
Yeah. I don't remember them in like a small form.
They actually were renamed Sour Patch Kids. They were something else. This is, I'm going to pull out a fact here.
Oh, go for it.
You did research.
They were called Mars Men in the early 70s.
Whoa.
What?
And they kind of, I think they might have been like, they were Cadbury Company. So they were probably in Europe and Canada and wherever. But then in 1985, they were renamed Sour Patch Kids to capitalize on the popular Cabbage Patch Kids.
That makes sense to me.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for that, Amy. That's fascinating to know. I still don't think that they existed when I was a kid. And so I'm coming at this from what was the candy that I liked the most when I was a kid. And since it wasn't there, I'm going to throw a vote to candy corn, but it's ultimately Pyrrhic, right? Because it's 2-1 here and Sour Patch will continue. I think that is probably the right one, but for historical purposes, I will be repping candy corn. Next up, it's Twix versus Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And I'm going to go to Joelle, since you abstained last round. Where are you coming down here?
I'm gonna die hard for the peanut butter cups, but I will point this out, Eric. We talked about this ahead of time. Candies that are usually in 2, and then for Halloween they're in 1, is just a real bummer.
Yes.
And so getting a Twix and then just it says left on it, and then you get another one, maybe that also says left on it, and you don't get a right. The whole experience is just a real bummer. But Twix are delicious. I don't appreciate their Halloween version. So yeah, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, specifically the minis. I love those with the little foil wrapping. Those are my favorite.
Yes. Yes. Mm. I mean, you could make the argument that peanut butter cups also usually come in 2s. And like, I can't imagine eating just one Reese's peanut butter cup mini. It's unwholesome. You have to have 2.
You can buy a full size single peanut butter cup. They're like little square packages.
Yeah.
They come in all sizes. The big cups are as well.
And the pumpkins, of course, which apparently do taste different than the regular ones.
Yes, the pumpkins and the trees and the hearts are all like superbly better. I don't understand.
Yeah, there's more peanut butter in them. It's less coating. It's not a hard shell around it as much. It's softer. I could go on for days about peanut butter cups, but we don't have to. So continue.
Kevin, where are you on this one? Twix versus Reese's peanut butter cups.
Reese's, easy. Keep going. Keep on pushing.
All right. And Amy, how about you?
Yep. Peanut butter cups all the way. All the flavors, all the varieties, all the sizes, all the shapes.
Exactly. It's a sweep for peanut butter cups. And finally, for round one, it's Nestle Crunch versus M&M's. I'm going to start with Kevin.
I think I picked Nestle Crunch for this It is my preference. So I'm going to stick with it because I really, I think that was the candy that the candy that I most enjoyed getting at Halloween was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups because I would eat like 20 of them. But then after that, I would probably say I was like, ooh, I got a Crunch Bar on Halloween. That's a win. Because those were a little rarer, but like, because most people were cheap and got the crackles that I mentioned the first round. Thanks a lot, people.
Exactly.
But I love a Nestle's Crunch Bar, and it's okay if it doesn't move on, but I'm going to stick with Nestle Crunch.
Amy, where are you on this one?
I think going into this, I was about to say M&M's, but just listening to Kevin, I do think that if I am looking through my child's basket at this point, I'm less likely to take the M&M's. And I'll delve into the Crunch bars. So I'm going to go Crunch. It is more of a rarity. You get a lot of those mini packs of M&Ms.
Right.
Yeah. Joelle, what about you?
You know, M&Ms are just a different experience than everything else on this list. We didn't have Skittles, so we can't compare. But what I love about M&Ms is that there's like 50 different ways to eat them. If you are a little bit OCD, you like to sort them first and figure out how many of each color you have. When I was a kid, I loved to like literally suck on them, like anything, and just melt them down in my mouth. I love M&Ms. They're just nostalgic. They're my go-to candy at the grocery store when I'm like, you know, being not great and I need something. I'll grab one of those like family size bags and share it with my husband. I love it so much. That's my favorite.
So much sharing. You people are so nice. How do I know you?
I don't share anymore anyways, Eric. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. I have to say, I think I was trying to put myself into my head as a kid. And of the two, I think I would definitely want the Crunch more than I would want the M&Ms. I think that's just the way I would go. And I don't understand why that is, honestly. As an adult, I can tell you the last time I had a Nestle Crunch. Oh. Maybe that's part of the thing. It's like, to me, that's a Halloween candy, and that's and M&Ms I have all the time.
That's really the thing. That is what it is. Nestle Crunch were more of a Halloween candy bar, and M&Ms you just have every day. And the other thing I will say is, like, when I go to the movies, the one candy I will get, and this is like sidebar, I will get the Bunch of Crunch. Mm. And like, it is that, and the reason I get that is because it's my, if I ever do get that, it's my like treat, like I used to love when I was a kid at Halloween. So that's my.
I forgot about those Bunch of Crunches that you get at the movie theaters in the box, like those mm-hmm. things.
Yeah.
I forgot about those. I am going to point out the logic here that you guys have used that, oh, it's rare and I have M&Ms all the time. Whereas we talked about the Tootsie Pop and the Sour Patch Kids earlier, and some of you have Sour Patch Kids all the time and Tootsie Pops are rare. I'm just going to point out that logic there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And as I was saying it, I was like, we're using Joelle's own logic that was faulted in round one. But no, I agree. I actually thought that was great logic then. It's just, I think a Nestle Crunch is a better candy than a Tootsie Pop. Yeah, I think for that reason, I'm going to move Nestle Crunch on over M&M's. I just think it's a more, it's more of a Halloween candy to me, which brings us to our final four of Milky Way versus Sour Patch Kids, PB Cups versus Nestle Crunch. We're going to go to the first matchup and I'm going to throw it to Amy, Milky Way or Sour Patch Kid?
Sour Patch Kid.
That you are really pushing it, aren't you?
I'm probably going to lose, and I realize this is where I'm going to lose at this juncture, but I'm putting my vote in, and I'm standing strong.
I appreciate that. Kevin?
Milky Way all the way.
Joelle? Do I have to ask?
I'm voting for science and space, Milky Way.
Our STEM champion Joelle, she's going with Milky Way, and I also will be going for Milky Way here. I haven't talked about it, but like, to me, everything I like about the Three Musketeers is improved by Milky Way, which has that layer of caramel that's not too sweet, and I think it's just a really satisfying candy bar, whether it's regular or midnight. So the final battle of the final four, Peanut Butter Cups versus Nestle Crunch. I'm going to throw it to Joelle first.
Oh, 100% Peanut Butter Cups. They are hands down my favorite candy of all time, so.
Yes. Amy.
Peanut Butter Cups.
Someone just preemptively moved Peanut Butter Cups into the final two. So like, yes, Kevin. yeah, I think we're going to sweep it. And so that leaves us a final two of Milky Way versus Peanut Butter Cups. I'm going to spin the dial. Amy, which one are you going down first?
Peanut Butter Cups, for sure.
Kevin.
peanut butter cups. And I think just to quickly say, because I don't know that I've talked about them yet, they're literally like they're the quintessential Halloween candy. And it's almost like, I don't know, like obvious, like, oh, of course peanut butter cups might win this. But really, it is quintessential Halloween candy. It's delicious. Unless you don't like peanut butter, I guess. And I don't get that, honestly.
Unless you're allergic.
Unless you're allergic, sure. Yeah, if you're allergic, I get it. Otherwise, I'm like, why don't you like peanut butter? I don't get it. But it's, they're just, oh my God, they are, even though they're common, they're like the most delicious candy.
Joelle.
quite obviously, peanut butter cups. What I would love to talk about, though, is my favorite thing about the original classic ones, just the single cup. I don't know. Remember the commercials where they had people eating them in different ways? I don't know about you, but when I would watch those commercials, I would feel seen because I legit would eat them in weird ways. I would like eat the outside first and then like separate the middle and then eat like it was like an Oreo after that. It's a fun experience. And so much like my M&Ms where you can eat them different ways. I love the Reese's as well for that reason.
So that's a good question. My preferred way to eat the full-sized ones is to kind of loosen the paper around it and then put it onto my tongue like eating an oyster.
It's true.
Oh. And then for the mini ones, you just like pop them out, right?
The mini ones, I would bite the bottoms off and then eat the chocolate separate.
Interesting. So Amy, weird. How do you eat your Reese's?
Normally.
But what is normal?
I don't know that there is a normal. I think I went through a phase where I used to like scrape the chocolate off like with my teeth and like just like try and hold on to the peanut butter in my hand. I think that started to get a little messy and probably unattractive. So I eventually grew out of that. But I take a bite. I bite around.
Really? Like you don't just like unhinge your jaw and devour it whole. That's the way I do it.
I think we do have to then go back into like, which one are we talking about? Are we talking about a full-sized one? Because then I do try and go around. I take the chocolate off first. Yeah. I am more of a peanut butter person than a chocolate person. So I'll take the chocolate off first and savor the peanut butter. If we're talking about a very small one in a foil, then I'm going to pop into my mouth. If we're talking about a tree or a heart or something else, now it's a different story because you don't have that hard shell.
Sure.
Yeah, with
sure.
The tree, you eat the bark or the bark, the stem or whatever first. Yeah. That's what I do. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep going.
Maybe this is a micro episode where you could have a bracket of how you eat your peanut butter cup.
Exactly.
Just going to find the neuroses of everyone on the podcast.
And Kevin, how about you? How are you eating them?
I bite into them and then I eat them.
Not super complicated. There you go.
I have a different way. Milano cookies, but that's a different podcast. So
that's filthy, Kevin. I'm also going to vote for peanut butter cups, which makes it the unanimous winner. And I have to say, it's not too much of a surprise. There you have it. That's our ultimate Halloween candy. What did you think? Do you think that we're wrong? Do you agree with our pick? Remember, there is no wrong way to eat a Reese's. There's also no wrong time to eat a Reese's. There's no wrong place to eat a Reese's. So I want to say thank you so much to my panel. You are never a trick. Well, Kevin is sometimes a trick, but you are always a treat. And I hope you have a happy Halloween, however the hell that's supposed to work in this dumpster fire of a year. And thank you to our listeners. Believe it or not, this is actually the final episode of season 2 of the Great Pop Culture Debate. It seems like just yesterday that we were all stuck in our homes, starting this project while in quarantine. And now we're, worry. No matter what happens, there is lots more to come for the show. We have two special holiday episodes, Best Holiday Pop Song and Best Holiday TV Special, which will be dropping in late November/early December. We're going to have some Best of 2020 Pop Culture Roundups at the end of the year. And then season 3 will be releasing in early 2021, assuming the United States is still existing at that time.
I might be in Canada.
Who could blame you? And if that's not enough for you, make sure that you subscribe to our Patreon, where there's even more exclusive content just waiting for you, including the gayest music video episode that is already there. So if you haven't yet, please make sure to subscribe to our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to moderately enjoyable podcasts. Make sure you head to greatpopculturedebate.com to see what polls are currently up for your votes. The season 3 ones will go up in the next few weeks, so make sure you're watching Instagram, Twitter, OnlyFans, Farmers Only, to make sure that you're getting the links and take your chance to vote on Best Muppet, Best Movie Musical, Best One Hit Wonder, and all of our season 3 topics. Thank you again for listening and happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Trick or treat.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special mom in your life. And what better way than with the Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets that are perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their advanced eye care duo brightens, awakens, and firms the skin around your eyes, while the golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths the skin all over. Both sets are packaged in giftable boxes. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. And the best part? For a limited time, you can save up to $46 on Osea's sets. Plus, get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. This Mother's Day, get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off site-wide.